they're fatigued, but they haven't given up.
KTAR has told you about the coronavirus hotel in Phoenix and how it helps people who are experiencing homelessness. Is it seeing relief from easing COVID-19 numbers in Arizona? Well, KTAR's Luke Forstner is live in the news center with what the medical director has to say.
Well, Becky Lynn, the hotel's mission remains the same.
When they come in, we make sure that whatever symptoms they're having, we're taking care of those symptoms. We're making sure that they don't need a higher level of care. And if they do, we'll transport them to the hospital.
And medical director Dr. Nasser Hajeg with nonprofit Circle the City says numbers have started to level off.
December, we had 25 patients, and then now we have 100 patients. So we were at a smaller motel that the county health department provided to us, and we moved to a 140-bed motel now.
He says that's much better than a couple weeks ago when they saw their pandemic high of 135 patients.
Did Dr. Hajeg have anything to say about changes they're having to make?
The fact is, there's been a lot of adjustments over the course of the pandemic. For instance, before it moved to a larger hotel, it wasn't a hotel at all.
We had this great idea of these tents in our parking lot, these big tents, and that failed because of summer in Arizona, you can't keep a tent cool. And to the county to help us and give us these hotels made our job a lot easier.
And there's a new change in treatment they're starting today. Dr. Hajeg says they've always had a problem with transporting their patients to receive monoclonal antibody treatments. The solution? Newly approved pill treatments.
What we're trying to do for our patients is trying to get them the oral medication just to keep them out of the hospital.
And at this point, about 10% of their patients, mostly unvaccinated, end up needing hospital care. Through all the difficulties and uncertainties, Dr. Hajeg commends the staff for continuing to work hard.
We have had staff shortages as well. We've had some of our staff go down with COVID, so we've been short. But the rest of the team has picked up the deficit.
And he says adapting to the pandemic has been a learning process for him, too. Luke Forstner, KTAR News.